Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Phones are open if you want to join the show at 603-283-6160. And in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And nobody.
603-283-6160. Talking about the demise of RT America having shut down just over a week ago and ceasing operations because, well, basically, honestly, they probably couldn't pay their people anymore.
If the money about PayPal or Visa or any of these others that have locked them out.
Well, right. Plus the Russian banks, the biggest Russian banks have been locked out of the SWIFT international banking system, and the money to pay the RT producers in the United States is coming from Moscow, right? It's taxpayer money that's going to support these operations. They don't sell commercials. You can watch RT and you will never see a single advertisement.
Really?
Unlike CNN and, you know, Fox and the rest of them that break for commercials, Russia's sponsoring them. So it's just all state-run media. They don't have to have commercial breaks on RT. But they do have to have the ability to pay their staff, and they didn't. So that's over with.
And need I remind everyone that the United States is not at war with Russia.
Correct.
No matter how much it may appear, there is no war between Russia and the United States. They're working on creating one. But they haven't yet.
Yep. Biden claims
we're at war with Eurasia. We have always been at war with Eurasia.
Biden claims that he wants to keep the United States out of war, but what he wants
they're doing everything possible to send the United States into war with Russia.
Yeah, well, what he says one minute may not be what he says the next minute or a week.
There's no
later.
Malarkey with Biden, though. He promised.
Humility means never having to say you're sorry.
Let's go to Richard. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Yeah, good evening. Lately on several news programs, they've talked about shrink size, what they call shrink sizing from fast food companies. The prime example given was a few months ago, they advertised 10 McNugget type items for a dollar. Mm-hmm. Then they raised the price of their nuggets to 10 for $1.49.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on several fast food commercials, they're advertising their brands of nuggets for 8 of them for $1.49.
Mm-hmm.
There's stores that have downsized. I'm a candy and soda pop junkie.
Okay.
And lately, I've had my bags of candy go from 9-ounce size bags of candy down to 6-ounce size bags of candy.
Wow.
They used to charge me a dollar, and now they've raised the price up to $1.25.
Wow, so they're raising the price and they're cutting the content?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. About a month or so ago, I was buying soda pop. For 3 liters of soda pop for a dollar, now they've downsized it to where they're selling 2-liter bottles of soda pop, and they've raised the price to $1.25.
Amazing.
So my big complaint is if people quit patronizing fast food places and buy generic foods, mm-hmm. The prices would go down. That's
no, they're not going to go down. No,
yeah,
they're not going to go down.
If enough people,
they're not up as a result of demand. They're up as a result of inflation.
Yeah. See, the way inflation works is basically, it's probably not this simple mathematically, but a way to look at it is that the total money supply has a set value. Okay, so if a counterfeiter prints out a bunch of money and spends it, he is by doing that reducing the value of your money. And that's why counterfeiting is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, when the Federal Reserve prints money, nature doesn't care that that's not a counterfeiter. They print money and they buy things, and those things aren't there for somebody else to buy. So if there isn't enough stuff to buy, the businesses naturally raise their prices so they can produce more stuff.
It's very much like a piece of paper. Like, if you were to hand me a piece of paper out of that printer, and mm-hmm. you're like, this is your sheet of paper, and then you asked for it, and I handed it back to you. You tore it in half and handed me that half back. Well, I still have one sheet of paper. And it's going to be very, very difficult for the average person to really explain why they have less now than they did before you ripped the paper. And that's what inflation is. It's the government taking your money and ripping away some of it and giving back to you. Say, no, you still have $100. And the average American is sitting there going, yeah, but it doesn't. It's not.
Doesn't buy what it used to.
It wasn't what $100 was 10 days ago.
Yeah, Richard, your advice is good. Buying generic products rather than name brand products is a way to get costs down. That's always going to be true because the name brand products spend a lot of money on advertising, and that money's got to get paid for somehow, so they have to have higher prices generally. A lot of times the generic brand products are actually made by the name brand manufacturers.
Yeah, usually owned by them, as I understand
it. In the very same manufacturing facilities, it's just that they're doing a production run for Walmart, or they're doing a production run for, you know, whatever local grocery store, and so they don't put the name brand on the product. They put, you know, Great Value or whatever, you know, the grocer brand is. So it's a good way to save a few bucks at the grocery store, and generally grocery brand products are, in many cases, because they're made by the same manufacturers, not always, but in some cases, of the exact same quality or very close to the same quality for a lower price. And the generic products do tend to hold out longer when it comes to doing this, what they call shrinkflation, where they are shrinking the size and the quantities of the products that are sold. If you watch store shelves, you'll see generally that the store brands are the ones that cut last. It's the name brands that cut first, and then eventually the store brands, they tend to catch up. Or if they can stay at their old size, then they will. But they're dealing with insane levels of inflation. As you pointed out, a candy bag that you purchased, Richard, went from 9 ounces to 6 ounces. That is a 33% slashing of the product, and
that's
they increased the price. And they increased the price. And by the way, and thanks, Richard, for the call tonight. I just actually saw today we were out getting coconuts nails trimmed at the local Petco here at Keene, and right next door to the Petco is a Dollar Tree, and we reported late last year.
I heard they were closing here in Keene.
No, they were closed temporarily
okay.
while they did what we saw that they rolled out, which is
the $1.25
tree. They're now $1.25 tree. And so every advertisement on the front of the store...
That doesn't roll off the tongue the same way.
It doesn't. But that's what they had to do. They held out for as long as they could, keeping this dollar business model.
I mean, yeah, you could go in there and buy a pack of cookies, and it was like 2.5 cookies, but it was still a dollar.
Well, I mean, I think you could get more than 2 cookies for a dollar, but...
I was exaggerating.
Yeah, depends on the cookie.
Yeah.
But the shrinkflation there has certainly been extreme.
Yeah, and again, with shrinking products, there's only so far you can go, right? Like I was saying the other night.
Did you ever watch Futurama where Fry got the extra small slurm? It was a soda, and it was like a little thimble.
Yeah, barely enough to even have a sip. And you know, that's an extreme example, but it's really that bad right now.
And the thing is, packaging things smaller also drives up the cost of production because the cost of running the packaging machine is probably more or less constant mm-hmm. regardless of the size of the package. If you put, you know,
there's an easier
six
solution.
Cookies in it instead of 8 cookies, a lot of things are going to cost the same.
Mm-hmm.
But see, there's an easier solution. Instead of like having 6 ounces of candy, say, no, this is 9 ounces of gummy worm candy or whatever. It's 9 gummy worm ounces. And you just create a new unit of measurement that's called the gummy worm ounce. This is what
don't give them any ideas.
This is what toilet paper and paper towel manufacturers did. They just created a new mega roll or super roll.
Yeah,
or
times three.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you're just constantly getting smaller and smaller amounts, but you can't figure it out because it's measured.
The market speak.
Yeah.
is what's getting in the way there. The number here is 603-283-6160. But what happens after they've slimmed down the product to the point where it barely exists anymore? They're going to have to raise prices. And as Richard says, it sounds like they're already doing that directly.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We just had Richard on the line talking about some of the shocking amounts of products that have been cut out of the packages of things he normally buys, noting that McNuggets apparently are down from 10 to 8, but the price has gone up. He says the candies and the soda pop that that he purchases are both down in amount contained, and also the prices have risen.
McDonald's used to have a dollar menu, and it had nuggets on it. How many nuggets did you get on the dollar menu back then? Four? Before Bonnie says.
Wow. Oh, I bet you that doesn't
I mean, they don't
exist.
Even have the dollar menu
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, and they got rid of that before 2020, right?
Like,
that
I think was a Burger few years King ago. Carried on with the value menu, mm-hmm. but I think they got rid of even that.
Yeah.
Burger King, you can get 8 nuggets for a buck and a half. I think,
still?
Now. Yeah.
Wow. So the number here is 603-283-6160.
The added cost there is your self-respect. No, to be fair, if I was going to eat fast food, Burger King would be the one that I would eat. Because they actually flame broil theirs, and they don't fry it like McDonald's does.
Yeah, I like Burger King a lot better than McDonald's. Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got David in Michigan. David, your thoughts. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call,
yes.
Crew. Well, I guess what I want to say first off is you can't shrink a gallon of gasoline.
That's true.
Heating oil.
Actually, if you reduce its temperature, it will shrink. The physicist laughed.
Quick on that. That was impressive. I was not expecting that.
Well, that's witty.
But, David, what was the point you were trying to make?
I guess what I'm trying to say is that even though if you shrink a 2-liter bottle down into a 1-liter bottle size, plastic is petroleum.
Yep.
We can't live without it.
Well, you could. It'd just be difficult.
Well, where
look,
do you
man,
live?
Look, I'm not doing the paper straw thing. Not doing it. So, yeah, when it comes to straws, at least I'm not living without petroleum.
I think what you mean, though, is because we have petroleum means we have trucks that take things from place to place and make life relatively easy for people. Is that what you're saying, David?
I don't think people realize sometimes that, you know, if you get a heavy barrel of oil out of Venezuela where, you know, there's light Texas crude and there are certain different grades of a mm-hmm. barrel of oil, well, the heavy stuff, only about 50% is actually refined down to gasoline or diesel fuel, but the rest of it goes in everything from your basic jug of gasoline to the plastic 2-liter bottle that you're drinking your fresh water out of.
That's right. So I think the point you're trying to make here is that the price of oil goes up, the price of plastic goes up, the price of a lot of things go up, right?
Is there that much plastic in a 2-liter, though, that it would really... I mean, what is the price cost?
The whole thing's made out of plastic. I don't know.
I know, but what's the price cost on that versus the $1.25? I'm shocked it's that
high. The container is light. The container is light. However, the amount of energy it takes to break it down and to mold it into that classic plastic bottle, whether it's Mountain Dew or water...
Mm-hmm.
Excessive costs involved in it. Say glass. Well, it's sand. So what does it take to make glass? Heat. Where does that come from? Coal, oil, and other natural resources, not solar, wind, and sunshine, I think.
The prices of everything is going to go up. As the price of gas goes up, so does everything else, because everything is on a truck at some point.
I paid $5 per gallon of heating oil today. I'm feeling it spiritually at this point.
David, anything else you want to share
and this
tonight?
This isn't even a result of a shortage or anything like that. No? This is just panicking.
In a way, but here's what I want to add, Ian. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your great show, and thanks for my taking my call.
Thanks, David. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the thoughts here tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. Of course, you know, as increased costs are factored into production of various different things, then the prices of those things have to go up. And then, of course, you're shipping the things to the manufacturers, so you're paying increased fees there because the trucks have to pay more for the gas.
Mm, yeah.
And then, you know, then you got to ship the finished products to the stores, and so you're paying more. Everything is going up, and it's not going to stop going up, and this is all because of, not Putin, like Biden wants you to believe, but because of inflation, which is the increase in the money supplies we were discussing before.
It's also the supply shortage. Remember the tractor supply, the tractor part shortage that we talked about back in June or whatever?
Right, which was due to a lot of shutdowns that were forced on those manufacturers by governments of China and other places, for instance. So
rough times ahead.
Yeah, all of these rough times were created by the states. Every single one of them was created by the state. Because had it been...
And not by Russia invading Ukraine. By the United States government interfering with the economic processes that we need in order to, you know, prosper.
Somebody, I don't know who it was, posted a chart online today of the gas price, the average gas price in the United States over the time frame of, you know, the last few years. And... duh, the price has been going up ever since Biden got into office. It's been going up.
But that's not really Biden's fault, to be fair.
No.
The inflation started under Trump.
Under Trump, yeah, exactly. And you're right, it was Trump where they did the $2 trillion bailout package or whatever. So, yeah, it absolutely started under Trump. But, of course, it takes time for that money to filter down. So whenever they print up a bunch of money, they give it to their buddies. So they give it to the military-industrial complex, or they give it to the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, in the case of COVID, for instance. And they give tens of millions or billions or whatever, I think it was hundreds of billions, to all these different companies, and then they pay their staff, and then the staff pays for things in the, you know, the, so it takes time, right? It takes some number of weeks or months for these things to really kind of filter into the point where prices start to go up. But they will.
And we knew that 6 months ago when we said that.
We knew that years ago.
Here we are.
Yeah, we've been talking about what inflation really is here on Free Talk Live from the beginning. Because inflation has always been an increase in the money supply. It is not an increase in prices, like they tell you.
As Nobel Prize winner Milton Friedman wrote, inflation is everywhere and always a monetary phenomena.
Yes.
And the reason for that is simple. Inflation is a general rise in prices. Now, as anybody who's got a checkbook
knows... That's a symptom of inflation.
Inflation
is an increase in the money supply.
That's true. But basically, my point was that if one price rises, well, either you buy less of that or you cut back on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Presuming you have a limited budget, as so many people do.
Exactly. Or assuming that there's a limited money supply.
Mm-hmm.
So the world as a whole has to cut back on other dollar purchases if they start paying more for one of the things that they buy. The only way mathematically that they can continue paying the same price for everything else and pay more for one thing is to increase the supply of the money supply, to increase the size of the money supply.
Remember,
I hope I explained that okay.
If you want to join us here at 603-283-6160, what's your experience been in the marketplace? What have you been seeing going up in prices, something that is just an absolutely undeniable cut of product size or an increase in the price of it? You can join us here.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayors of Washington, D.C. and New York City are coming together to speak out against recent crimes against homeless residents of their cities. Joined by police officers, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser calling on those who are homeless in either city to seek shelter. New York Mayor Eric Adams calling the attacks cold-blooded and calling on residents to identify the murderer.
We're asking for the public to find him. We don't want to lose another resident in this city, in New York, or anywhere else.
Nearly 3 weeks since the start of its invasion of Ukraine, Russia's forces remain stalled. A senior U.S. defense official also saying the convoy north of Kyiv didn't make much progress over the weekend. This is USA Radio News. China is announcing its new main source of energy.
China is jumping back onto coal as a main energy source. With fears of energy shortages growing around the world and concerns that rising coronavirus cases could choke economic growth at home, China's leaders are doubling down on fossil fuels. Faced with global energy turmoil, China announced Monday it will be returning to coal-burning power by starting new construction on generators using coal to turn the turbines. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is continuing to blame the pandemic and Russia for rising inflation.
Rescuing our economy didn't cause this problem, but we're working to fix it.
Speaking to a National League of Cities conference in Washington, D.C., Biden saying rising prices are due in large part to COVID-related disruptions in global supply chains. Republicans dismissing those claims and say it's the president's spending packages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. People are commenting on inflation, which is going to become a very hot topic, I have a feeling, in the next some number of months here. Because, well, when you're on the radio and you want to talk about something, generally, the more relatable it is to people, the more of a popular topic it's going to be, right? Like, if we get on the air and we talk about some obscure video game, which sometimes we do.
They're not usually obscure video games.
But only so many people can really relate to a conversation like that. First, you have to be interested in video games. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you have to be interested in that category of video games. And thirdly, preferably, you probably should be interested in that game specifically. But when you talk about inflation, you are on a topic that absolutely everyone who has money is affected by, and so that is pretty much everyone in the audience, you know, with the exception of a small child or something like that, right? So inflation affects absolutely everybody.
I mean, it was like 18 months ago-ish that some big wig at Visa said something to the effect on Twitter, like, you know, never has so much been stolen by... So many by so few opt out with Bitcoin, and that was said 18 months ago, give or take. I don't remember exactly when it was, but it's a message that everyone needs to hear, because if you're just holding on to USD expecting them to become anything but less valuable over time, you're betting on a losing horse.
That's a plan to fail.
Yeah, it is designed to be a losing horse.
And it's going to lose harder and harder as time goes on. I think it was Pickles Mountaineer, our Saturday night host, who predicts that not only is inflation going to hit double digits very soon, but that it is not going to go down again.
Like, when did the numbers come out again?
They're monthly. They just came out for the month of February, so just a few days ago they came out, and it was 7.9%.
That's
the official number,
too. That's their lying number.
The annualized rate or the rate for the quarter?
Okay. Yeah. So over the last year, up 7.9%. So we're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts. You can share whatever's on your mind. We've got William listening in California to K-Talks. William actually calling us from San Diego.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. Del Monte, the canned vegetables that were 99 cents, overnight they went to $1.19.
That's unfortunate, because that's one of the things that's probably really good to stock up on.
Canned food.
Yeah.
20%.
I'll leave it at that. Good topic.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Dave in Michigan. Different Dave. This is Dave Jr. calling from Jackson, listening to WKHM. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Ian.
Yes, sir.
I went to a Menards just this afternoon. It's kind of like a Home Depot or a Lowe's up here in this area of Michigan. And I was looking for a tape dispenser, you know, the Scotch tape dispenser, and I couldn't find one. And the last time I was there, they had this whole huge section of school supplies and office supplies and stuff, and it's a little bit smaller now. But what I did ended up doing is I ended up going in the duct tape section. They have the regular Scotch tape, and I bought a big old roll for about I would say $1.25. I was happy with that. But they have these giant ice cream sandwiches, and I love these ice cream sandwiches. And I couldn't find it. They used to be 99 cents, but everything in that ice cream freezer was $1.99. So I took off and I went to my local Mexican restaurant there, and they had a special. It was a Monday 14-ounce Frosty for $1.99. So I bid on that, and I had to wait there a while, and they had a sign saying we're severely short on staff.
Yep.
And I got the attention of the assistant manager there, and I says, "Hey, I can help you guys wash dishes. You know, I can come out of retirement." So she had me fill out an application.
All right.
And so I bought that $1.99 beer, but they gave me those salsa and chips, and I ate a couple of baskets of those, and you know, that was a lot better than the
ice cream. That's going to stop soon. They're going to stop giving people free chips at some point. It's going to be like, we can't afford this. We can't. We got people coming in here eating all our chips. We're not making any money. We got to stop.
Yeah. Now, I have one more question before I go there. You had a caller who was really popular. He was a truck driver. His name was Jerome, and he loved that Joe Biden.
I don't know if Jerome's a truck driver. I don't remember what Jerome. I don't know if have we ever even learned what Jerome does. I don't recall.
He's
a caller on the weekends, and he's sort of off and on. He'll be off for a few weekends, and then he'll call out of the blue. So, yeah, Jerome.
Because I heard him on the Paul Feinbaum show. I heard him on Hannity. He gets around, and I just thought he was a truck driver, and he was a big Biden fan. And you know, if Jerome, you're listening right now, you know, how do you like Biden now?
I wish he was listening. And Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I think he only listens to us on the weekends when we're on in his market in Charleston, South Carolina, at that time. But thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Glad to hear that you're willing to, you know, get out there and come out of retirement, as you said. I think you're going to see a lot of that happening.
It's a very similar story. And the help-wanted signs, they are not going
everywhere.
Away.
Yeah.
There are more now than there were, you know, 6 months ago.
Wow.
And I don't understand it. There's another little pizza place here in Keene, locally owned, one of the ones that takes cryptocurrency. They now have a help wanted sign out there, and it's like, what?
Wow.
Even they're hit, right? And it's family owned. Everyone there knows each other.
Right.
So it's hard all around.
It is. And I think we're going to see, you know, he said he's retired. He's willing to come out and start washing dishes at the local Mexican restaurant. I mean, that you're going to see that happening, especially as you guys, I think one of you pointed out, Richard's on one of our earlier callers. He's on Social Security, right? Like, he's living check to check on Social Security, and that's going to buy less and less and less as time goes on. So I think we're going to see a lot of retirees coming out of retirement and taking some of these jobs that these young people aren't willing to take because they've got to make, you know, the rent payment or whatever. They've got to buy food. And
didn't this happen after 2007?
After, where retirees came out and started working again? I don't know. It's a good question.
I seem to recall suddenly there were a lot of, you know, older people working at, you know, Wendy's and Walmart and stuff like that. Maybe I'm mistaken.
I don't know. It's too long ago for me to remember. But
yeah, maybe someone out there remembers. 603-283-6160.
Yeah, feel free to call in and weigh in with your thoughts. But that's just my prediction. It's like, if people need money and they know how to work, then they're going to come out of retirement. They're going to go to work.
Well, almost everyone's going to need money. I mean, half of Americans are going to need money because half of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and suddenly that paycheck's going to buy less.
Actually, it's 64% of Americans now are living paycheck to paycheck, according to a study that we talked about the other night.
If you give the government enough time, that's going to be 99%.
Yep, unless you do something to protect your wealth by getting out of the dollar and into something else. Now, there's no guarantees in life, but you can pretty much guarantee that the dollar is going to go down in value. We don't know what's going to happen with cryptocurrency. It could go up. It could go down in value. But over the years, it has trended on an upwards trend. Gold and silver, again, could go down. But over time, they've held their value against inflation very, very well. Now, in the last decade, gold has paled in comparison to, say, Bitcoin, for instance, as far as it being able to go up over time. But that said, gold recently eclipsed a nearly new record high, depending on what exchanges you looked at. Like, on one of the crypto exchanges, an ounce of gold on the cryptocurrency market did go higher than its previous record, which it hit, I think, briefly in like 2008 or something like that.
Okay.
So gold did
new highs. I mean, stocks are also a good, for people who don't want to get too weird with it, even stocks are better than holding USD at this point.
Yeah, definitely think about diversifying your assets if you can, because the dollar is a sure loser. And that's true, by the way, for every fiat currency. So don't think you can just like, oh, I'll get the euro instead. No. They're printing that thing out like there's no tomorrow as well. Every central bank all across the planet is in printing mode. And they always are. They always have been. It's just getting heavier and heavier now than it ever has.
And they are 100% the reason that Richard's now buying 6 ounce bags of candy instead of 9 ounces.
Absolutely true. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. Thank you to Kristen E., who is a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program. It's a Patreon that we started a few months ago. And thank you, Kristen, for joining as a silver-level supporter, which means Kristen is giving at least $5 a month to AMPS. You can join it yourself over at amps.freetalklive.com. Get some cool perks and some benefits over there at amps.freetalklive.com. And in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Are you?
And nobody.
Let's go to Nikki. She's calling us from Rossville, Georgia, listening to WGOW. Go ahead, Nikki.
Hey, nobody. First, I wanted to start off with by telling you that, first of all, you're super hot, your ideals are hot, and your voice is hot, and I love you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm growing pretty fond of you, too.
Second of all, I wanted to ask, what is preventing Biden from opening our Keystone pipeline? Why doesn't he just let us have cheap gas again?
He doesn't want us to have cheap gas. He wants us to be green and poor.
I'm tired of being poor. I was born that way.
Yeah,
that's what the gay people say.
Honey, I'm bisexual. sexual. I don't even understand that phrase.
Well, doesn't he want people to be poor? I mean, that's what all governments want. They want their people to be impoverished, so they'll turn to the state and they'll demand that the state help them, to look to the government for their next meal or their next paycheck, because government's there to help, right? Like, that's what we've been taught in
all
the government schools.
That's how they exercise control. That's how they tame the population.
Wait, do we all have the same government? Because that's not my government.
What do you mean?
The same government purports to rule over us.
Yeah, I mean, it's not mine either. I don't claim it. I don't want it, but they claim me.
But that's what they do, right? Like, they purport to be there to, quote-unquote, help and to take care of people from cradle to grave. And those of us who are actually independent-minded and freedom-minded don't want their help because we know they're evil and they actually hurt peaceful people and they actually hurt more than they help. But they still have this this pitch that they're making to people constantly about why we need them. And
I mean, if they would just leave me alone, that would be okay. Right. Well, I wouldn't be okay. I still wouldn't be a fan of it, but I wouldn't be so resisting of the idea.
No doubt.
I always remember the chancellor from V for Vendetta saying, I want everyone to remember why they need us.
It's a great line, and it's still so true, and it always has been and will be. They want to be relevant. They want people to need them, and that's why they want to impoverish people. They want to prime people for a UBI, a universal basic income, another government handout, the next government welfare program. And
if you removed everything else, the UBI would be better than what we have.
But they're not going to remove everything.
Basically,
else.
It doesn't reward failure. It rewards existence. Doesn't reward success either. It's just, if you exist, you get this, and you can still earn money and not be punished for it.
Nikki, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, thank you so much.
Thanks for the kind words. Yeah, appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Bob listening. By the way, he's got a big smile on his face, Nikki, just so you know. Nobody's happy to hear that. Bob, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I'd like to point out that Jen Psaki is telling half-truths. That means whole lies.
Who is Jen Psaki?
That's her job.
She's the president's press secretary.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hear you.
Yeah, they all lie.
Excuse. I like that one. Yeah. They're conflating leases with permits. Now they may have given out 9,000 whatever it is acres of leases to the oil industry, but they are not handing out permits to drill.
I'm not really clear on what this
I read
issue.
That the government
basically somebody asked her in a press conference, why is the Biden administration getting in the way of people drilling oil in America when we've got a problem with gas prices. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, there are 9,000 unclaimed leases available. And, you know, the first problem
Nobody's
going to invest in drilling for oil when we've got a president who is sworn to destroy the energy industry.
Mm.
You know, it doesn't
make
sense.
But they have
to
have a permit to drill, and they're not handing them out.
Mm. So you're saying these people can buy a lease, but they can't do anything with the leased land under the system.
That's right. That's where they're missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the omission, they're actually violating federal law under Title 31, Section 3802.
Yeah, but they're not going to prosecute themselves for it.
Of course not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they are. Equal protection under the law doesn't mean they are going to be prosecuted.
No, they will never prosecute themselves. No government administration ever has the incentive to punish their
own
people.
I'm really enjoying watching this Trump mess going on. They're like, oh, Trump is definitely going to be indicted. He's going to be charged.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right.
No, he's
yeah,
not.
He's on the verge of giving it all away and just going to jail.
No,
sure.
He's absolutely
sure.
Their entire game would fall apart if they started arresting or charging previous politicians with stuff they did while they were in office.
Right.
ESG scores are big, too, with the oil companies because it's called risk management, and the banks are taking that very seriously.
Unfortunately, we're losing your call quality, Bob, but it's really hard to understand you there. But I thank you for the call tonight, and I appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Someone recently suggested, in light of all this, oh, this is just proof that we need, you know, greener energy. We need more wind energy and stuff like that. I'm like, look, they have yet to invent a land vessel that will travel by wind. You give me one of those and I'll be all for it. But at the moment, the only things that we have are powered by gasoline. So wind and solar aren't really good solutions to that.
Well, electric vehicles, to be fair, don't care how the electricity is generated.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is generating electricity by so-called green means. For one thing, it's not always green, but for another thing, it is a lot more expensive.
Let's go on to anonymous caller. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
You are on the radio. You got to go. Move it. What you got to say? And he's gone. Okay.
Well, that was the... I have no words.
I think we frightened him. Poor guy.
The pressure was on. He couldn't handle it, and he cracked. So, yeah, government are not going to eat their own, and you were saying the whole thing would come crashing down if they did, right? Because you are protected by being the president.
If Hillary wasn't charged for running the server out of her home where she talked about wiping the disk with a cloth, do you really think Trump is going to be charged for this nonsense? Because he sent some text messages or... He took some classified documents home. Okay, Hillary had an entire classified server. Okay, and she wasn't charged. Leave Trump alone. He's not going to be charged. They just like making a show.
Some of the little people are getting indicted. Apparently, there have been a couple of people indicted for lying to the FBI in order to frame Trump in Russiagate.
Really?
That's kind of interesting. Yeah. Yeah. One of the, I know one of the people was one of Hillary Clinton's lawyers who went to the FBI and claimed he wasn't representing any particular client. When he was there, and he was lying, of course, he was billing Hillary Clinton. The little people get indicted, but the real criminals, they never get indicted.
No, they focus their time on people like Julian Assange, who are actual journalists. The few journalists that actually remain are heading to prison or are in prison, basically, at this point. Julian Assange, I forgot to mention this earlier, pretty big news. The Supreme Court in the UK has refused to allow Assange's latest appeal against extradition to the United States. He is now 50 years old, by the way. He's been in a cell for the last decade of his life. If you include the years that he spent in the Ecuadorian embassy because he couldn't leave.
I mean, that's a sell.
Yeah. His lawyers say they have not ruled out launching a final appeal. So even though this was the Supreme Court of the UK, apparently they do still have the ability to do one more appeal. But according to the bureaucrats there, they said that Assange's application did not raise, quote, an arguable point of law, unquote. And therefore, the U.S. can extradite him on charges of so-called conspiracy to hack U.S. military databases and, I don't know, treasons in there. I don't remember what all the charges are. But he's basically facing 175 years behind bars in the United States if they can get him physically to
the U.S. For doing journalism.
Yeah, for reporting the truth about the United States military and the horrors of war.
Truth is treason in an empire of lies.
See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.